SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says the U.S. Navy will immediately start a blockade to stop ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz. This decision follows failed U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan. The president aims to control the waterway, which is crucial for global oil supplies to weaken Iran's economic leverage. Senator Tom Cotton says most Americans support the U.S. mission in Iran.
What we see in Arkansas is very strong support for the president. Even people, who maybe not be ultra-MAGA, you might say, still recognize that Iran has been terrorizing the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance is in question.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There is an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, who is running for California governor. Millions of Americans are expected to claim new federal tax breaks for tips and overtime wages under a law enacted by President Trump. However, many states have decided not to match these federal charges. That means workers who receive federal deductions for tips or overtime will still owe state taxes on those earnings. Federal tax deductions for tips, overtime, and auto loan interest are being matched in only about a half a dozen states. This is SRN News. Most Americans support gay marriage.
The numbers aren't as high as they were before, but they are still significant. 65% of respondents to a Public Religion Research Institute poll say they believe homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 83% of Democrats feel this way, but only 49% of Republicans do. PRRI adds that, quote, the only states without majority support for same-sex marriage are Mississippi and Arkansas. The highest support is in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from parents and used preferred pronouns. The Education Department has issued a statement saying the administration is removing the unnecessary and unlawful burdens. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott reports. The NFL is facing increased scrutiny from the federal government over the league's moves to put more games on streaming services. The Justice Department is investigating the NFL for potential anti-competitive practices. A government official said the investigation is about affordability for consumers and creating an even playing field for providers. More details at srnnews.com.